Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Get down.
It's the latest example of what House Republicans call a pattern of corruption. The just-released documents show multiple payments, often in the amount of $83,000, from the Ukrainian gas company Burisma to Rosemont Seneca Bohai, totaling more than $3 million. That account also received a payment of $142,300, the exact amount Hunter Biden reportedly paid out the next day to buy a sports car, seen here on thedailymail.com. The latest memo also detailing another $3.5 million from the widow of a Russian oligarch, transferred to Rosemont Seneca Thornton.
They really did set up a myriad of dozens of LLCs through which to flow the money. And it was clearly designed to obscure the fact that money coming from overseas, particularly China, but also Ukraine and even from Russia.
So this was on ABC last night. Channel 3 was running the report from Christine Frazauer, their national correspondent. And yeah, the Devin Archer stuff is a big deal. I think it has not gotten nearly the attention that it should. The allegations about Hunter, Burisma, China, Russia, but particularly Burisma, and, you know, payments flowing to brand Biden. And, you know, what was the relationship between all of that and the former vice president, now president? That's the question, right? That's the real question. It's, you know, it's one thing if you're like the kid of the vice president and, you know, you're getting way overpaid for your qualifications in foreign countries, especially in foreign countries where your dad, who was in charge of things related to that country, Ukraine, bragged about getting the prosecutor fired. He says for not doing enough to prosecute corruption at Burisma. Others say for doing his job. And, you know, so that's the question. You're getting overpaid and all that. Okay. You do something inappropriate, you play on your dad's reputation, you pretend to have access or whatever, that's one thing. The question is, what did former Vice President Biden, now President Biden, do at the time? Was he involved in any of this? He has consistently said, no, I wasn't involved in what my son did, but...
Hunter Biden's former business partner, Devin Archer, revealing in closed-door testimony last week that Joe Biden, who previously denied any involvement in his son's business dealings, listened in on phone calls over speakerphone and even appeared in person at two business dinners, including this one at Cafe Milano in Washington, D.C. Though Democrats call the assessment overblown, highlighting other aspects of Archer's testimony, including that the elder Biden, then serving as vice president, never discussed business.
It was all casual conversation, niceties, the weather, what's going on. There wasn't a single conversation about any of the business dealings that Hunter had.
I absolutely had nothing to do with anything my son was doing in business overseas and getting overpaid for by the Ukrainians and by China. I had nothing to do with it. Well, it seems here that you were involved in these meetings and that you were on the phone and that you met some people in person. Well, I had a little to do with God. But all we talked about was the weather. We didn't talk about business. What's the next question? What's the next question? What's the most logical question to ask after that? Well, sir, if all you were doing was pleasantries, niceties, and didn't involve yourself in the conversations about anything substantial, why were you there at all? Why were you there at all? What were you doing on the phone? Does the vice president have so little to do that he just took an hour on a Wednesday to listen in on his beloved son's corrupt conversations? You know, is that the answer? Okay, so here's the theory, right? The theory Republicans are offering is Hunter Biden was selling access and influence, or the appearance of it, and the way to bolster that claim was to have dad on the phone. And even though dad's not going to talk about any of this because he's too smart to know that he can't directly talk about any of this, you know, I talk to him other times besides right now, and we get you what you need. Right? That's the allegation, that he was selling the brand, that he was selling the Biden family influence before he's out of office while he's the vice president. So, I mean, you can believe what you want to believe about it. I'm just telling you that's the allegation. The Democrats say he didn't actually do anything wrong, even though, you know, we now know that his involvement was significantly different than what he said all along. And the Republicans are saying, yeah, but why was he involved at all? If not to do exactly what we allege that he's done. So we'll see. You know, more to come, I'm sure. 716 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
See, if you're president or vice president, your kids should have to get their own jobs. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking to everybody. As we take a look around, it looks like, which I guess is probably what's supposed to happen anyway, and at Fairfield and Old Fairfield Drive in Pensacola, showing a vehicle crash, but not showing a roadblock at this time. Looks like a little slow on 90. This is south, of course, of the, it's on Mobile Highway and south of the Equestrian Center. Now, it looks like construction. I can't tell certainly if you know different. Let us know. School buses, of course, back on the roads today as school officially starts in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. Longleaf Bridge is open. The Highway 4 bridge is out in the northern end of the county. And traffic accident, North 12th Avenue. This is by Ozone's, the old Sacred Heart Hospital. That northbound lane is blocked. 437-1620. Text if you have those traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Is that one of these close the door, open a window kind of situations?
It is. You know what? This bridge is open. This bridge is closed. We can only have one bridge. I forget how many. It's like it's an enormous huge number, amount of bridges in this area.
Yeah. We have water here.
Oh.
Yeah. See, it's kind of weird like that.
Thanks. you're right. But there is. There's like 100. I mean, there's, and it's good.
Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle to drive across these bridges when they're open, Frontier Motors has a fantastic selection of good quality used cars, 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition, and, you know, good service. They take care of it before, during, after the sale. But to me, like, I can tell you all of that and you know it's true, okay? And you hear it from Dave Ramsey and you hear it from me, and that's fine. But we're just two people on the radio. My question is, you know, how many other people have bought and been happy with Frontier Motors? Well, here's one indication. Okay, it might not be the, like, you know, end all be all of evidence, but it's something, right? How many people have bought cars there and left the bumper sticker or the license plate frame on their vehicle? And the reason I ask is because if you start to pay attention and you drive around town and you're at the stoplight and you just look real quick and see if there are any, and maybe today you look and you don't see any, that's fine. Maybe you try it tomorrow and you see one or two. Maybe Saturday you're like, good Lord, they're everywhere. It's, you know, it's like the birds from, you know, the birds. They're all over the place. The reason I mention that is because those are the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people, okay, that have bought and been satisfied with their cars over the years from Frontier Motors, and they're driving around endorsements with their bumper sticker or the license plate frame. So, you know, don't just take it from me or Dave Ramsey or, you know, one bumper sticker, but maybe, you know, 100 or two, that's something. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them the license plate frame sent you.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Judge not that ye be not judged. Consider with me what that really means. That phrase is not a command against making judgments, but in contrast, Matthew 7, 1 through 6 is a command to judge properly. It's so easy to find fault in others, but the first rule of proper judgment is to consider and address your own faults. The second rule is to be sure that your judgments are clear and not clouded by a self-serving carnal agenda. Thirdly, don't waste your judgments on people who won't value them. For example, if you have a very valuable pearl necklace and you cast it into a pig pen, that would be foolish because the pigs don't understand the worth of the pearls. In the same way, you should be cautious with where you cast your valuable Bible-based judgments. So judge wisely.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you. You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This is very controversial. Does anyone know what Vice President Bush called this in 1980? Anyone? Something D-O-O economics. Voodoo economics.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
Good evening, Your Honor. Can you hear me?
Don't promote me. I'm just Madam Mayor.
Your Honor is fine. For those of you who don't know me, and probably none of you do, my name is John Allen. I've been mentioned in these, sir. I've been watching this home. My name is John Allen. I'm going to repeat that. My wife is Martha Allen, and she was here earlier. Now, my wife did provide me some strict rules of behavior when I left home a few minutes ago when I got here. So, as I'm sure Ms. Messick probably knows.
So just when you thought it was okay to go back in the Milton, they were having we're having this big old 3.5-hour meeting about Don Molinaro the other day. We've reported on this. Okay, covered it. Well, in the middle of that meeting, there was something that I just didn't have time to get to the other day that was sort of one of those, the what now exactly kind of moments. Here you go.
Let me ask you guys something. Do any of you have a social security number that is on the city website right now?
It's a trap.
Follow-up question. Do I? 24 hours. You know what the redaction procedures are? The redactions were not done. You guys don't know me outside of here, and I'm going to tell you right now, there are a lot of people in this town that do know me and like me, but I'm about to lose my patience. I am going to own, do you hear me? I am going to own the city of Milton. If my wife's social security number and my social security number are not redacted from the public record, it needs to be done tomorrow. Y'all know how to do it.
It does seem like a reasonable complaint. It does seem like a reasonable thing for a citizen to demand that their personal identifying information is not on anything that the city is publishing on their website. And so this was Tuesday night, and he says 24 hours or else.
It needs. Do y'all hear me? Do you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
I am going to sue the city of Milton. And if somebody takes my social security number and my public information, I don't care about Dawn Molinaro. God bless her. That's got nothing to do with me. I will tell you that she didn't have anything to do with putting my social security number up on the website.
She did not have a thing
She did
to
not
do
have
it.
A thing to do with it. What y'all do with her, that's none of my concern. My social security number is on your website. I need, and I haven't met this young gentleman named Tim Milstead, I believe.
Yes, sir.
That I need. My wife needs confirmation by the end of business tomorrow that our social security numbers are off that website, or I will be in an attorney's office on Thursday morning, and I'm going to own this building, and I'm going to own every building in this town that belongs to the city of Milton. Y'all think I'm playing?
No, sir. I know you're not.
There's one more here. I'll get to it in just a second. He sounds pretty sincere to me. I don't know from a legal perspective how much of compensation you would get for something like that, but I don't think he's wrong to be upset. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Real slow on 90. This is south of the Equestrian Center in Beulah and Mobile Highway there, so use caution there. I'm not sure if it's an accident or if it's... I'm sure it's not an... I don't know, or maybe construction, but just slow in that area. Don't forget school buses back on the roads today, of course. This can be in Santa Rosa County. Start back to school today. Longleaf, that bridge is open. But the bridge on Highway 4 is out. Love the text that we got in. somebody's.
We know how to solve this problem.
Somebody said the Duke's a hazard going over it. Yeah. The ramp is out.
The Duke boys were up on round 4 without a launch ramp.
That's right. We'll see what happens. Traffic accident, North 12th Avenue. This is in Gonzales, right by Ozone's, the old Sacred Heart Hospital there in East Hill. That northbound lane is blocked, 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, don't really try to jump a bridge. No. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're a business owner, you got employees with benefits like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, you manage HR and payroll and all that, well, good. If it's going great, fantastic. Wonderful. Keep doing what you're doing. If there's any kink in that system, if there's any part of that that you don't like, and when I bring it up, you're like, stop talking about that. I know it's bad. Okay. Call Torgerson and Causey. They're a comprehensive employee benefits agency. They've been working with us here for about 6 years, and they are awesome. Like, really, really good. They gave us choices we didn't have before, plans that were less expensive, that were alternatives that we appreciate. And also, they have been fantastic at customer service. I call them, they have an answer. It's great. And detailed, thoughtful answers. I love that. More than 20 years helping people locally do this kind of stuff. 433-9996. No obligation for them to look over what you're doing. Check them out online, Torgerson Causey at tcbenefitsgroup.com. So one last comment here from John Allen, who was, as you heard, not pleased. And right in the middle of, we thought we were just having a nice political fight over the clerk and the attorney and the mayor and the sunshine and the allegations and the, you know, the hostile work environment. And all of a sudden you got this dude.
And do you guys think that I have the money to do this? Because I can guarantee you that I have the money to do this. Here's the problem, okay? My wife, and I love my wife to death, all right? My wife wants to make sure that she's friends with all of you guys on the Historical Society. I live in your neighborhood. I pass your house every morning. I'm going to tell you right now, I love people and I love God, but I do not love that my social security number is on this website. Do you all hear me?
Yes, sir. Yeah. It's going to be handled.
It'll be handled tomorrow, or I'll be in an attorney's office on Thursday morning, and I'm going to own this city. Are we good?
Yes, sir. We good.
Y'all have a nice day.
I got it.
Are we good? I don't know. I feel like I got a little bit of spit on my forehead there, right here, even through the radio. So.
Good. Good.
All right. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, there's a new report that claims Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has had dozens of vacations paid for by wealthy executives that share his ideology. That report from ProPublica, and it says the trips went unreported on his financial disclosure forms.
There you go. more drama to come. Seems like across the board there's
Maybe
a lot of drama.
He just needs a worse class of friends.
There you go. That's right. You need to befriend some of the po' folks, and everything will go better for you. David will have your local news coming up next after Fox.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. 36 people confirmed dead on Maui from a raging wildfire that seems to have lessened over the last few hours, but it wipes out Lahaina.
And I just ran out to the beach and I ran south and I just helped everybody I could along the way.
Dustin Johnson, a crew member on a charter boat, Lieutenant and Acting Governor Sylvia Luke.
On certain parts of Maui, we have shelters that are overrun. We have resources that are being taxed. We are doing whatever we can.
The House Oversight Committee claims $28 million is changing hands from foreign entities into the bank accounts of the Biden family. Pennsylvania Congressman Dan Musser.
It's pretty ugly. It's pretty clear that Joe Biden lied.
The Republican earlier on Fox Business, President Biden has denied any wrongdoing. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 84, partly cloudy right now in Pensacola. Well, it's been a busy few months for the Escambia County Public School District, but today, the first day of a new school year, the air filled with optimism and unity. Interim Superintendent Keith Leonard had a message for parents, IEP. He says it's a well-known acronym for people in the education field.
Inspire, encourage, and participate. Not everyone is going to be able to be totally involved in the school. Maybe they're having to work two or three jobs, but they can always be supportive. And that's what we're looking for. Be supportive of your teacher, be supportive of your bus operator.
And the school district has reportedly spent $22 million on facility upgrades and renovations. And well, as of last check, staff positions have mostly been filled. They are still looking for some bus drivers for the Escambia County School District. Pensacola's mayor says at this point, it wouldn't be feasible to host a Pelican Drop event this New Year's Eve. D.C. Reeves pointed to a $200,000 price tag, says any planning should have started earlier in the year.
That doesn't stop anybody from, at this point, you know, outside of us to put a permit in. You know, we are not saying we're boycotting or banning anyone else from doing anything. But of course, just like us, the clock is certainly ticking at this point to pull off something of large scale.
And Reeves says he'd rather people be upset that the event isn't happening at all rather than doing something poorly with taxpayer money. The last full-scale Pelican Drop happened all the way back in 2017. Governor Ron DeSantis has suspended the chief prosecutor in the Orlando area.
Monique Worrell's administration of criminal justice in the Ninth Circuit has been clearly and fundamentally derelict so as to constitute both neglect of duty and incompetence.
And DeSantis says state attorney Monique Worrell was letting too many criminal suspects avoid incarceration. Worrell says she plans to challenge the suspension, but she is not hopeful that she'll get her job back. Schools across Florida will be able to teach advanced placement psychology. Florida Department of Education Commissioner Manny Diaz telling superintendents yesterday that the course will be able to be taught, as is. The College Board announced last week they wouldn't be offering the course because it had to undergo changes to comply with state laws about gender identity and sexual orientation. Diaz, though, says the course can be taught consistent with state law. Schools can still choose other college credit providers if they want. Escambia County Supervisor of Elections David Stafford says his office is mailing out address confirmation final notices to around 17,000 voters that either haven't voted or requested to update their address since 2018. Under Florida's voter list maintenance procedures, voters that receive the notice will have to respond within 30 days or they'll be placed on the inactive voter list. And Escambia County deputy a little bit sore, maybe with quite the story to tell after being bit by his canine officer yesterday. Happened over at the Oakwood Terrace Apartments at about 1:30 yesterday afternoon. Deputies were responding to a shots fired call that suspect Devonta Allen had allegedly struck a woman and fired a gun. That's what prompted the 911 calls. As the deputy and his canine partner were chasing the suspect, the deputy was reportedly bitten by his companion. Allen was taken into custody in the end, and the deputy and female victim were both treated by EMS at the scene. 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
I see school buses. Well, I technically don't, but I'm sure they're there because school started in session again today for Escambia in Santa Rosa County. That's great. Not showing any slowdowns or delays. Traffic accident North 12th Avenue in Gonzales. Looks like it has been moved off to the side, but the northbound lane was blocked a little earlier. Now, If you know different, certainly let us know. Longleaf is definitely open today over by Pine Forest in West Florida. Like I said, buses back on the road. And if you have those traffic tips, text them in if you would. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Katie. School definitely back in session. Yeah. I'm seeing on social media all the first day of school back pictures and all
so
that.
Great.
So 7:36, let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Another heat advisory goes into effect at 10 a.m. this morning. Temperatures warming up into the mid to upper 90s, feeling more like 105 to 112. Small chance of a stray shower this afternoon, but most of us staying dry. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the upper 70s and 80s. As we go into Friday, heat advisory likely, as we are going to be seeing another very hot day. Temperatures topping out around 97 degrees, feeling much warmer. Overnight, dropping into the 70s and 80s. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 84 in Pensacola. That heat index, though, already top in triple digits. We're at 101 for the heat index in Pensacola. It's 85 in Gulf Breeze and 84 in Milton. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Bad news for folks dodging commercials on Disney Plus and Hulu. Parent company Disney says it's raising the prices of those streaming services by $3 each starting in October. The ad-free version of Disney Plus will go up to $13.99 a month, while commercial-free Hulu will rise to $17.99. The prices of those services with ads won't change. One of the biggest pre-market gainers this morning is AppLovin. That's because the video game developer appears to be shrugging off a broader slowdown in the gaming industry. AppLovin reported better-than-expected second-quarter results and issued bullish guidance. Shares are up more than 25% this morning. On Wall Street, futures are higher because we're 10 minutes away from the release of a key inflation report. Economists expect the July Consumer Price Index to show inflation moderating further on a monthly basis, but on a yearly basis, ticking a bit higher to 3.2%. That's Your Money Now.
Ready or not, Educational Opportunity Centers will get you there. To college, to the workforce, or to start a new career pathway.
Funded by the Department of Education, we are your free community resource for adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County seeking higher education. Located on Pensacola State College campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, and Milton.
It's never too late to start. For wherever you want to go, get there with Educational Opportunity Centers.
Call 850-484-1961 today for a free consultation.
Summer season is here and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, 7:40 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We have Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Your Pensacola Police Department. Well, if you live in the city. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning. Good morning. So, Obviously, the sort of big story over the last couple of weeks has been these graffiti attacks with swastikas and a brick attack and, you know, damage to property. And now we've got four arrests, right?
We do. And we are looking for the possibility of more. This investigation is far from over. Investigators are still looking into it, interviewing witnesses, interviewing those who have been charged. And we'll see which direction this goes.
So the question that I have had, because I am the last person to be dragged into the conclusion that something is racism or anti-Semitism or, you know, whatever. I think that we jump to those conclusions too quickly, so I'm always reluctant to be pulled in that direction. And I have said, I wonder if this isn't a bunch of teenagers who are just doing something that they think is funny or mistakenly cool or, you know, whatever. And I'm always willing to be open to that. So my question is, you know, I assume your investigators have been to their homes, been to their rooms. If there are, you know, Nazi flags in the basement or web searches on the computer for white supremacy, do we, you know, I don't want to be dragged to a conclusion, and I don't want to be naively avoiding a conclusion either. What does this look like to you guys?
Well, we're still looking into that, and because the investigation is still open, I can't get into what investigators found during the execution of the search warrants. But I can tell you that this, you know, this is not funny. It's very hateful. It's not something that we want to see in the Pensacola community. Nobody wants to see this in their community. And the question is this something that is just local? It's something that they thought was funny or just, again, just graffiti? Or is this something, you know, a part of something bigger? And that's what we're looking into.
Okay. So at this point, no guidance or conclusions on that, but that's something that you will eventually be disclosing. Because I noticed the enhancement, obviously, to me, indicates that you suspect it's in that direction. But is that... I mean, I don't want to overinterpret the data you're giving me.
Well, the enhancement came from the type of graffiti and what was said, what was spray painted on places of worship.
Okay, so the enhancement comes from the fact that it was swastikas, the fact that it was a house of worship, not from anything subsequent to that, not from anything else you've found, at least not yet. Is that right?
That's correct. That was enough. You know, when you do things like that on a place of worship, that will automatically take it up to a hate crime.
Okay. All right. The other thing, and I thought this was a point that I had, because as much as I talked to cops, I had not thought about this, but the mayor made the comment yesterday that one of the things people don't think about is because it takes so much manpower to run down something like this and because it is so serious, that means cops drawn off of other investigations. That's a drain on resources and basically that costs the department the ability to investigate other things, right?
Well, it does, and temporarily. But, you know, on something like this, we're going to pull out all the stops. Again, this is something that we do not want in our community, and we need it to come to a conclusion with arrest as fast as we can. So we do pull out all the stops. We put several investigators on a situation like this, and fortunately, it didn't go any longer than it did. But again, I want to stress that this investigation is not over, and it's still being looked into.
All right, very good. Well, obviously, we look forward to more information about that, and for me personally, it's just hard to wrap my brain around people being, you know, evil like that. That's why I tend to incline myself more to the, you know, maybe it's just juvenile stupidity. It's still not good. It's still pretty bad if that's the case. But because I'm just reluctant to believe the other. And if it is part of the other, man, awful. It is back to school today, which means, you know, people need to make sure their driving habits are different, right?
Yeah, exactly. Especially in those school zones that you travel through every day going to and from work. Just remember they are active today at two times daily. And we just want everybody to be careful. I can't remember the last time we had a child injured in the city on the first day of school, but we want to make sure we continue that of not happening. So, first and foremost is the safety of the children, but also fines in that area, which we do not give warnings for, tend to get very expensive.
And I will say, just from personal experience, if you find yourself driving in a slightly different place than you normally drive, a school zone can absolutely catch you off guard. I remember, this is maybe last year sometime, I had left work and I had gone up to 9th Avenue and Olive. And it was, you know, 9:30 in the morning or something like that. And the school zone there, I had never been through there at school time, so I hadn't realized it was a school zone. And, you know, the light is flashing, and I'm like, oh, geez, you know, slow down. Like, if you pay attention, right? Because it can catch you off guard. And, you know, being unaware is not a defense, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, there are some locations in the city and the county where there's a school zone, but there's no school in sight. It's like a block over.
Yeah.
So it's close enough for a school, yeah, to have that school zone. So that's something that can absolutely sneak up on you if you're not paying attention.
We're talking to Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. I'll be back with him in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
As we take a look at our roads, good news is we're not showing many of the slowdowns or delays. And again, school buses on the road, so use caution and maybe keep that in mind as you're making your way to work or wherever you're headed today. Looks a little slow, and it doesn't look like an accident, but it does look like a stop. This is at Blue Angel Parkway and 292 and on Sorrento Road. It looks like Sorrento is backed up a little bit, and that is, looks like westbound. So use caution there, and wherever you are, you see an accident or a slowdown or traffic tips, of course, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for PPD. Anything else that you guys are working on right now or any other incidents that we haven't talked about?
Well, there is. It's a cold case that I believe is 10 years old this week, and that's the Tiffany Daniels disappearance. And we want to make sure that the community understands and that the family of Tiffany knows that our investigators are still on this case. We're not going to let go of this case until we find out what's going on one way or the other. Occasionally, cold cases will go from one investigator and then get assigned to another to get a different perspective. This case is no different. It's being handled now by one of our very best detectives, Detective Keith Turney. He's on this and looking at it in different ways. So hopefully, you know, again, if anybody has any information, we're hoping sometimes people's conscience, if they've been holding on this for, I believe, about 10 years now, if the conscience gets the better part of them, we just want that phone call. The family needs closure, and we'd like to solve this case. So we're always asking for the help of the public. And, again, just rest assured that we're not going to let go of this case.
I appreciate that. The last thing, we always like to end on a did you know or, you know, is this true, a cop myth kind of thing. I can't tell you how many times I have heard the expression from people, more so, but in movies and TV, as is often the source of our conversational fodder, possession is 9/10 of the law. Mike Wood is a law enforcement officer who has to deal with property crimes. Is possession 9/10 of the law?
Well, you know, I've heard that all my life too. Possession is possession. So if you're in possession of something that you're not supposed to be, that's against the law, then yeah, the law's going to bite you.
Oh, I meant it's always used as a theft, you know, like, you know, who owns it? Well, the person who's got it owns it. But that's really not true, is it?
I can't tell you how many times that narcotics arrests are made by officers. They found narcotics in the pocket of the person that they're arresting, and the first thing they will say is, "These are not my pants." So
this is interesting. Yeah. So you take that comment as referring to drug possession. I always took that comment as referring to, like, property, like it belongs to me because I happen to be holding it, like I'm entitled to hold it because I happen to have it. That's interesting that we understand that phrase so differently.
Yeah, well, if you're holding something that doesn't belong to you, then you're going to get charged with it. So that's just the way it is. If it doesn't belong to you, you probably need to let go of it, get rid of
and
it.
And you'll give it back to the person who has 1/10, which is all the tenths. That's the idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Give it back to the owner.
Mike Wood, he is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thank you for joining us. Thank you for keeping us safe and for keeping us informed, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
7:49 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. If you're folks, and it's often your folks, okay, it might be a brother or a sister, might be an aunt or an uncle, but it's often your parents that as you get older and therefore they get older, you just sort of notice that they are having trouble with cleaning and cooking and dressing and maybe even things like, you know, bathing and toileting and stuff like that. And maybe you're helping with it, okay? And maybe it's starting to get to be a lot. And I know the natural impulse is to deny it, is to not think about it because you don't want to think about it because nobody likes to think about this stuff because, you know, it's going to lead to conversations you don't really want to have. But look, the thing doesn't get better because you ignore it. But what you can do is talk to my friend John Horton at Assisted Living Locators because he is an expert at understanding, you know, what's the right next step for whomever it is. Do they need in-home care? Do they need assisted living care? You know, whatever is the right thing. And then once you figure that out, then which place? Because there's like 30 different places, and finding the right one for your loved ones, that's a challenge too. And you shouldn't have to navigate all of these different places like you're going and investigating them. It's a lot of work. So he can help you with that. There's no cost. No cost. So call John Horton, talk to him, find out what's the best approach, 712-0887. He'll help your loved ones, your folks, your aunt, your uncle, whatever, get the exact right care they need to live the most independent life that they can live at assistedlivinglocators.com.
How's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
That's Mike saying good morning. It's the best he can do right now. Yeah, not a cloud in the sky. What Mike could use is a fresh start. And Irish Spring Body Wash. The fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset Mike needs. Now he's ready
to go to work.
It's Sunday. Irish Spring. When the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring at Walmart today.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
We're not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe.
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
It should be more natural, brother. It should flow out like this. Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe.
That sure like to find me a true final love.
Good morning, 7:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and the mayor was, what's the word I want? Angry. Unhappy. He was frustrated. I think frustrated is very fair. He was very, very, very frustrated about the Escambia Children's Trust's inability to come to a conclusion about whether they're going to buy the facility and let the city use it, or whether the city's going to buy the facility and they're going to reimburse them. And, you know, that basically they felt like he was getting the runaround by their staff.
Frustrating would be an understatement. Really, it's because, candidly, at every turn, I think we put a really good team together of supporters of this, the city, the county, community health, Lakeview. Even had started to have some preliminary conversations with Baptist property-wise about around the building. And, I just continue to feel misguided at the staff level about what is expected of us. After our first meeting, we get an email. It sounds great. We put an application. It sounds great. Then we go to a meeting, and for the first time, all of us that are trying to put something that's good for the community hear about something we've never heard before, in the middle of a public meeting, that there's a legal issue or there's a legal question. Perfectly fine. We don't mind that. But it'd be kind of nice, and I've been in front of a lot of boards and a lot of councils in my career, private and now, and I've just never had an experience where I'm learning about things that were question marks from staff when that staff is presenting it to the board for the first time.
Yeah, you work these issues out in the meeting before the meeting. That's the goal. And as he said, you know, it's so bad. And he's not blaming the board, but, you know, he seems to be, I don't think he quite named them in the press conference, but the staff around the board is the issue, he says. And he actually had to apologize to his own staff for the time they've wasted working on all this, waiting for it to happen, something he says he would pretty much wave his hands at or wash his hands of it if it weren't for the fact that it's going to benefit kids, and he wants to make sure that that happens.
Honestly, you know, I apologize, frankly, to our staff who spends a lot of time, our Parks and Rec department, Dina in finance, that spends a lot of time and effort on something that, as I've maintained and as I've spoken at one of these committees and said, I personally do not care if the city buys the building or if the trust wanted to buy the building. What I want is positive action for the children of this community. That's what I want.
I hate to say this. The Escambia Children's Trust, I don't perceive as people believing it's having a good effect yet. I think there's people that believe like, well, we're paying all this money and what are we getting for it? And it seems like what we're getting is a lot of drama and uncertainty. I'm really not saying that's my view because I haven't followed the meetings carefully enough, haven't followed all the issues carefully enough, and I don't want to say that. So I'm just saying these are the texts I get, okay, people are irritated because it feels very much like, you know, we're paying these extra taxes and what are we really getting for that money that wouldn't have already happened anyway. 7:56 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And watching this just popped up. A two-car accident. This is Highway 98 and Gulf Breeze at College Avenue. The left lane is blocked, headed westbound. Longleaf Bridge is open. Buses are back in school, woo-hoo, too. So school starting officially today. That's going to be in Santa Rosa County, which means you may want to give yourself a little extra time to get where you're going with the buses on the road. 437-1620 if you have those traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, we got kind of a funny text. And, you know, my and sometimes y'all are snarky. They were saying about the guy who had complained about the public record and his name and the redaction at the Milton City Council and yelled about that. He said, well, it's probably a good thing that Mike Cusack wasn't the one answering him.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Or was even bothering to give a good argument.
Talk about what I said and this and this and this and this and accuse me of this and that.
Yeah. All right.
Whatever.
This one was funnier, though.
Whatever.
David Wayne is in. David's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Oh, all right. Hey, starting next week, Taco Tuesday is a thing again.
Taco Bell says its customers will be able to get a free taco every Tuesday from August 15th to September 5th. The offer comes after the Taco John's restaurant chain dropped its trademark on the phrase Taco Tuesday, making it possible for other businesses to use it. Taco Bell has released a statement saying, Taco Tuesday belongs to all who make, sell, eat, and celebrate tacos. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And research. Are you excited about that? Free taco
can
week?
Can I, before I get excited, say this? It would not surprise me if it's one of those free taco, you know, if you use the app and if you do the, like, it's
right.
Because it used to be just walk in and get one, you know. And
is that gift horse mouth thing in the Bible?
It's not.
Oh. Okay, learn how to say thank you.
I'm just telling you, I always want that as the asterisk on the Facebook post. Free! But by the way, you got to do all this. Okay, all right, whatever. Sorry, this is like five times we've jammed you up against the end of the hour, David. You got another story for us?
Well, a federal appeals court has ruled that pot smokers cannot be barred from owning guns. This is from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. They ruled that the law prohibiting drug users from owning guns was unconstitutional, applied to the case of marijuana users.
Very interesting. All right. Good news note. David, thanks so much. We'll have Lisa Newell with the Gulf Breeze News coming up next.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.